Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Steve Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, Bark Radio listeners, welcome. And wow, Terry, it seems that Mom Nature is not real happy with us.
It's been a horrible year. I mean, tornadoes like crazy, more than in memory for me at least, of seeing this many tornadoes and this much damage, this many deaths.
Everywhere.
It's crazy.
It is. We just had a whole batch of them go through the Midwest yesterday, I think.
Yeah.
Indiana and those states.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I had some friends in Chicago, had to drive home. They couldn't get a flight.
Are you kidding me?
Because of the storm. They drove home.
Wow. So,
crazy.
You know, folks, just duck and cover. It's going to be that kind of year. But we have really good information for you.
Well, and we think it's pertinent. Disaster preparedness for you and your pet.
Well, I think that's way
good,
pertinent.
Yeah.
So we can help you be prepared for worst case scenario. Just think Katrina.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's a prime example of a horrible situation, not only for the people, but for the pets. Mm-hmm. And it went very badly for a lot of those pets.
It did.
It's a little better now, I think. There's people being a little bit more receptive, a little bit more open, getting their stuff together a little bit better as part of being prepared. But
just think about it, guys. If you live where there are hurricanes or tornadoes, any kind of naturally occurring phenomenon that can ultimately put you out of your home, could you get you and all your pets and all your family members out of your house, say, in 10, 15 minutes? Can you do that? We're going to help you be able to do it efficiently with your pets.
And well, maybe even touch a little bit on the people side of it, too. Because I always call it a get-out-of-dodge pack. You want to have certain things ready to go so that if something happened, it could be a fire, it could be a tornado, it could be floods, it could be, you know,
anything.
Yep. You want to be able to grab certain key things and go.
Yep. So, in that vein, where do we start, Terry? We start with the ASPCA.
Right. They've got a really nice page up on pet preparedness, and it's certainly focused more on the cats and dogs side of it, but does talk about reptiles and birds.
Mm-hmm.
And they have some, you know, their number one thing, and I think this is good, just common sense, because this also prepares in case there's a fire emergency or whatever, is stickers on your windows so that the rescuers know you have pets.
Absolutely. And God forbid you're not at home and there's a fire at your home or whatever makes the firefighters show up, and they're going to break down your door, they need to know if your critters are in there.
Right. What type of critters? How many? We put it on the first floor windows by the doors and on the window that the dog's crates are in, too.
Oh, that's really smart.
So that can kind of trigger, like, that's the only window on the second floor that has one, you know?
That is
that might be where the pets are.
Very, very cool. And you can get them from the ASPCA. We'll put up a link for that. And lots of places have them.
Yeah, lots of them.
Vets have them, I think, sometimes.
Most of the pet stores carry them. Though, actually, the ones at the ASPCA I don't like.
Mm.
You know why? Because they're a pale orange. And I want a bright, bright red one. And that's what we use, is bright red ones, because you can see it from distance.
That's a really good point. Do you remember where you got yours? Was it
dog events?
Okay,
every dog
cool.
event has. Sometimes they're free. Sometimes they're, you know, a dollar
donation.
Or whatever. Yeah, they're inexpensive and they're nice vinyl ones. The brighter the better.
Absolutely. Now, just a little addendum to that same concept. And this idea is not mine. It came from the instructor in my Red Cross first aid class for dogs. Let's say you and your spouse and your animals are the only ones who normally are in your house. And let's say the animals stay at home today and you and your spouse go off together for a day trip. What happens if you're in an accident while you're on that trip and you're unconscious? What's going to happen to your critters?
Yeah.
Nobody's even going to know that you're gone. So he recommended putting an envelope in your glove box because he was told by law enforcement that they always go through the glove box of anyone who's unconscious when there's been an accident. So put an envelope in there with emergency contact information. All you have to say in the note is, if I'm unconscious or whatever, please call so-and-so. Because I have X, Y, and Z pets in my home, and I want them to be cared for. I think it's brilliant.
It is an excellent
idea.
Just
keep it in your glove box all the time. And because think about it. What if one of you passes away and one of you is unconscious for the next 3 months? You know? Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. When Vicki and I travel, we've made arrangements. So if something happens to us, Travis knows to taken. He's going to get the dogs and take care of them. But that's a longer term, more permanent situation versus that what you're interim. Saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that interim is that's important.
We just have to be prepared. Okay, next.
Well, they're talking about having a safe haven, which is a lot like what you're talking about. So in the case that you described as something happening to you, but is do you have a place to go or do the pets have a place to stay in the event you lose your home?
Mm-hmm.
So we have never arranged that, but there's enough folks in our circle of friends that probably could take another dog or two and, right. and manage the dogs, but not everybody has that.
Right, absolutely. In our Terry and I have this great world where everybody we know are dog geeks.
Yeah.
So I think any of us could call any of us and go, if you don't have room for me, have you got room for my fur kids, you know? So, yeah, have that conversation with people in your life. If you don't have a family or a family member or a friend who can take your critters, check into boarding facilities. And I would probably check into local ones, but also maybe 50 miles out from where you live, you know, depending on what kind of disasters could happen in your part of the world.
Well, Katrina was a good example. Folks thought it was just going to blow through, so they left their dogs at home or cats at home, and that was a horrible disaster. So think along those lines.
Yes.
Figure you're not coming back.
Right.
Either bring them with you, board them somewhere that's safer, you know, whatever that takes. I personally take them with me.
But. Oh, yeah. And, you know, another thing you can do is identify hotels outside your immediate area who are pet-friendly ahead
right.
of time.
And there's the folks you met at Blog Paws, which were co-pet-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
They have good resources there.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in the Virginia area, Family Dog Digest has an annual document they put out that is everything in the greater Virginia area.
Yeah.
Pet-related friendly stuff. So the resources there, other states, I assume, have those same types of things that Family Dog does. But good information, just take one of those and just store it in your car.
Plan ahead.
Yep.
Absolutely.
So you also want to think about emergency supplies. So dog food, mm-hmm. water, medical supplies, you know.
Shot records, all of that.
Yep. Photocopies of the documents. You
yeah.
know, this is important stuff because you don't know what's going to be left
and
after a big disaster.
I would put anything that is paper, like the documents, put it in something that's water-resistant, at least.
Yeah.
You know, I'd probably get myself a box or a bag like you use when you're kayaking or something, throw everything like that in that. We will put up or send you to the site that the ASPCA has for the list of everything that should
right.
be included. And one of the things to remember is, if you're putting, for example, dry dog food or cat food, in your get out of town kit, use it and replace it with other food every couple of months.
Right.
You don't want it to go bad.
Right. Be aware of the expiration dates.
Mm-hmm.
Rotate the stock
mm-hmm.
every couple months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the same thing applies for your own personal get out of dodge kit because you want to make sure that you have some food. If you have medications, you know where that's at or put it in your bag. You know, especially if a storm's coming. Important documents, maybe you put your passport in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are things you don't know that you will need or will be able
maybe
to find again,
to.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
birth certificates, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Also, just a thought, you want to put whatever you're going to run out of the house with close to where you're going to run out at.
Yeah.
And one thought, and this comes, again, not from me, but somebody who's another trainer, he keeps his entire stash of stuff in a dog crate near the door that he would exit. It's all there. I always do
pick up
the crate and go.
Throw it in the back.
Throw in the dogs. You're good to go. I thought that was a really cool and efficient idea.
It is because there's one thing to get. It's
mm-hmm.
all there.
Yeah.
Water, too. Don't forget that. That's always important.
Bottled water.
And would recommend folks be prepared with some sort of either filtering device, mobile one like you take camping,
mm-hmm.
or iodine pills in case the water becomes undrinkable and you run out of your bottled water.
That's a
Those
really
are
good
small
idea.
And light to carry with you.
Yep.
The dogs are a little bit better drinking out of moving water in the streams than you are because they handle the bacteria better. You don't want to get diarrhea when you're already in an emergency situation because you could get dehydrated and then you get ill. So
right. Absolutely.
Think about these things.
Let's see.
Another thing to think about is geographic location. So if you're in an area, then you might have winter emergencies. Think about that versus a summer emergency. So a blizzard,
avalanche,
those types of things. Make sure that your get out of Dodge kit is appropriate for that time of year.
Right. So you have a winter emergency.
Yep, you have a winter one, a summer one, you know.
Yikes.
It can get kind of complex, but once you've got it, you kind of got it. You just have to maintain it.
And always have that first aid kit in all of these get out of town, get out of Dodge kits. And actually, a kit for your dog is very similar to one for you. So you can have just one big one.
Right. You want something, so you're going to have gauze and tapes and antibiotic cream and that type of stuff.
Benadryl.
Benadryl's critical, I think, mm-hmm. for both of you. Because mm-hmm. if you get something, you know, example, a sting or a snake mm-hmm. bite or something like that, if assuming it's not overly toxic snake bite.
Starting with Benadryl.
Starting with Benadryl,
something.
Yeah.
So that's it, guys. So, you know, individualize your get out of Dodge kit, but really think about it because, yeah, none of us ever know when we're going to have an emergency like that. None of us anticipated happening to us, but
yeah,
people.
It does happen.
Yeah.
Ooh, I just thought of one other thing.
But
I put it in my medical kit for the dogs, as small pair of wire cutters, just in case. And they're cheap. You can get them for a couple of bucks. Get the small size so they're easy to carry. But that's a critical tool if you get a dog that gets tangled in barbed wire. You get entangled in barbed wire. If you have that little pair of cutters, make a difference in your life.
That's brilliant. That is absolutely brilliant. I like that. Yeah. All right. So get ready. Get set. Bye.
And then hope you never need it.
Yeah, seriously.
Bye, guys.